Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Your food and TikTok. I consider, I've made lots of mistakes in my life. I've done a few good things, made lots of mistakes. I consider the fact that I have never downloaded TikTok to be one of the, not from some moral high ground. It's not, and as I was
no,
just talking.
No, it's just, it was like, it was not on your radar.
It was, well, no, I know that it would, I know that I would be sucked into TikTok. And so better for me to just, like Fishman, we were just talking about it. He said, I don't want anything to do with TikTok. It's a Chinese company. And there is this whole question about the data and all of that, you know, what they do with your data. And I've long since decided everyone has my data.
I don't understand how people think they're like protecting themselves right now. Like
maybe they are, whatever. I think
fewer people are actually protecting themselves.
That's very possible. So, but it's not that, and it's not that I think I'm too good for TikTok. To the contrary, it's if I had TikTok, all I would do in my life is sit there and watch TikTok. And so the fact that I have successfully, at least as of yet, and I once had the same approach to Twitter. Hey, I'm not never doing Twitter. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And now I consider Twitter.
I've never even been tempted by TikTok.
Really?
It's not for me.
People send, you can still.
I hate the 1 minute videos of look at me film, like it's
it
drives me insane. My wife showed me one last night, and I'm sure it was going to be funny, but I literally said this depresses me because it was literally some woman going up to her boyfriend and just filming him after a brutal loss, and it's like that's not for me.
They have great pet videos. If you just wanted to watch,
we can find dog videos on the internet.
This is TikTok is the internet. TikTok is the internet, and it is
the internet
best,
is TikTok.
It's the best place.
Therefore, the internet is China.
I have a lot. I'm not judging any of you. Listen, like anything else,
it's a personal choice.
TikTok,
yes.
In moderation, is.
I don't even know if that's a fair statement.
TikTok in moderation is fine, but
I'm not going there.
I don't know that TikTok exists in moderation.
I don't
I think there are some people who can drink responsibly. I think there's some people, who can do their edibles responsibly. I don't know that it's possible to do TikTok responsibly. Is it possible to do fast food, to do McDonald's responsibly? Yeah, I think it is.
I think so.
I don't know that I do it responsibly, but I think it is possible.
I mean, I guess the question is any McDonald's responsible?
But if you get McDonald's once in a while on a road trip,
yeah,
or whatever, that's perfectly responsible.
Yes.
That's anyway, you live your life. We'll try to live ours, and we'll muddle along as best we can. Okay, Jeffrey.
All right.
So ESPN has come out with their list of top. Now they rank the top 100 NBA players.
So we're now up to 25 through 11.
And we are up to 25 through 11. And listen, we can go through those 15. Who are in that group. In fact, I will. Here are players who are not in the top 10. Or just consider this a list of players that Ja Morant is better than, right? Anthony Edwards at 25. So there you go. Donovan Mitchell. Ja's better than Donovan Mitchell at 24. Bam Adebayo at 23. Jaylen Brown at 22. Chris Paul, how the mighty have fallen, at 21. Anthony Davis once would have been a top 10 player, unquestionably. So would have Chris Paul, honestly, of course. At 20, Bradley Beal at 19, Rudy Gobert at 18, Jimmy Butler at 17, Trae Young. Ja Morant is better than Trae Young at 16, Paul George at 15, Dame Lillard at 14, Karl Anthony Towns at 13, Kawhi Leonard at 12, James Harden at 11. By the way, you will note that the Timberwolves, the woebegone Timberwolves, or our new rival, what are we calling the Timberwolves?
So, Chris and I were discussing this. What the Grizzlies...
They had three players in that 15. Go ahead, yes.
What the Grizzlies are to the Warriors, the Timberwolves are to the Grizzlies.
I see.
So when the Grizzlies punch down, it's to the Timberwolves. But when the Grizzlies punch up, it's to the Warriors.
Well, let me ask you this. Are they punching... Do they have to punch up to the Grizzlies anymore? Because you got... Again, it's Anthony Edwards at 25. It is Rudy Gobert at 18. And it is Karl Anthony Towns at 13. They got three of the top 25 players in the world. Three of them. The Grizzlies got one. Three is a bigger number than one.
But five is a bigger number than three. Five of the top 100.
Right. They have nobody else on the top 100? Do you know that?
I believe that's correct.
Anyway, those are the players the Grizzlies are better than. So then it leaves you to think, all right, who's in the top 10? Who's left? Who have they not picked?
And here's Giannis.
Giannis they have not picked. Giannis is going to be number one, right?
I think most likely.
Okay. Who do you think is going to be number two?
I think it's going to be Steph.
I wrote down Steph.
I think it because a lot of
given everything.
Well, and I also think.
But is he really better than Embiid or Jokic right now, or Doncic, Luka,
or Durant?
Or Durant. That's the next group, right?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Okay,
but
where does LeBron fit in there? By the way.
Well, it's ESPN. I mean, LeBron's still in that conversation.
I think it's pretty clear the next, how many is this?
I think Giannis is number one.
Seven.
And then
the next set, there is no way that Ja is in the top seven because these players are all going to be higher, right? Giannis is one. If we say Steph is two, okay?
Okay.
And then some version of KD, Embiid, Jokic, right?
Yep, and I'm putting LeBron in that.
And Doncic, and then LeBron, and LeBron.
Yeah.
And LeBron is sort of, there's these four, so that's Giannis, Steph, KD, Doncic, Embiid, Jokic, and LeBron. There's no way he's better than, in their ranking, better than any of them, right?
Yeah, if I'm predicting the rankings, I would not think he's going to go in front of them.
So we know he's not a top seven player in the league.
We are predicting.
Yeah, we're predicting.
I don't feel comfortable saying we don't know.
Who could he possibly bump in that group? He's not going to bump anyone in that group.
I don't think so either.
Okay, so within that group, what's your prediction?
I think he's going to be the first.
No. Within this group, what order is your prediction?
Steph. Huh? I'll say Steph.
But then
Jokic.
Who?
Doncic, KD, Embiid, LeBron.
So you think LeBron is going to be seventh?
Yeah. Because this list has kind of been very what have you done for me lately.
All right, so that leaves the following three players. And it's interesting because those are all really established superstars. And there's two sort of aging superstars, Steph and LeBron, right? And then
are we 100% sure KD's not aging?
KD, I was going to say maybe KD. KD's on the verge of that. And then you got guys at the peak of their powers in Embiid and Jokic and I don't know what are we if we're calling Don. And then we got these three guys who we have not mentioned yet who clearly will be in there. Which are Jason Tatum, Devin Booker, and Ja Morant, right?
Yep.
Those are the three.
Yes.
So some order.
I think Ja is going to be definitely ahead of Booker.
9 and 10. He's not ahead of Tatum. I'm going to just tell you that. He's not ahead of Tatum. He's going to be 9 or 10.
But I think he's going to be ahead of Booker.
That may be. He's either 9 or 10. I think he's either 9 or 10. It seems to me pretty clear he's 9 or 10. So are you surprised, by the way? Like, I don't think I can imagine that next year. You can imagine a circumstance where he's a top 7, top 5, right? You can imagine that.
Yes. I mean,
I
think had he not gotten hurt, he was trending to be a top 5 guy last year.
You can also imagine a circumstance where, like, look at some of the players who are in the top 25 who were not.
Correct.
You can absolutely imagine
passes him.
Exactly.
Where,
I was going to say where Kawhi passes him, where Anthony Davis is healthy and passes him. You can imagine that circumstance, right?
Yes.
Can't you? You can imagine a circumstance where Trae Young has a great year.
Paul George.
So I don't think he's firmly, like a lot of the guys who we just mentioned, they're just firmly in the top 5 or 10, right?
Well, and also, like, I can even envision a world where if the Suns become a title contender yet again, like, I can see where they move Chris Paul up again.
If he stays healthy and does whatever. Yeah, the problem with Chris Paul is that, I mean, you can also imagine a world where Anthony Edwards, who's now at 25,
yes,
is at number 9 next year.
Sure. Just like Ja, kind of like.
Ja could be at, you could imagine Ja and Anthony Edwards swapping. Not probably dropping all the way to 25, but like Anthony Edwards.
I mean, Donovan Mitchell's been, you know, on that fringe top 10. Now he's sitting at 24.
So there you go. Anyone else surprise you here? I'm trying to think. We'll obviously talk about this with Chris Harrington as well. He likes Bam Adebayo. I suspect he will have Bam Adebayo higher than 23.
I think Harden at 11 is too high.
He's not that good anymore.
Exactly.
Right. Yes. I think Harden at 11 could be too high.
I mean, did anyone watch the playoffs?
Is Harden better than Jimmy Butler?
Oh, boy. No. I think I'd rather have Jimmy Butler. If you're offering me both at a similar position, I think I'd rather have Jimmy Butler. And I'm not exactly the world's biggest Jimmy Butler stan.
And then with, you know, as you point out, some of this is just health. Like, Kawhi is just healthy. He has not played since, I think, what was he, tore his ACL in the second
ACL,
round
yes.
of the 2021 playoffs.
Correct.
And so, you know, he's well rested. He is well rested. Where do you put him? They slotted him in at 12. Karl Anthony Towns is an interesting one. Because is he a winning player? You know?
I mean, the problem with Towns is always going to be a frustrating case for these types of lists because I don't think he gets the most out of his talent. And so I think he's always going to leave something desired. And so that doesn't really, I think it almost hurts him in terms of how we view him as a player. Like, it felt like most of the playoffs talking about his play-in game, and was it game 2? What game was he so bad against the Grizzlies? I think it was game 2. He played pretty well during that series in general.
And now he'll slide in next to Rudy Gobert, which will be interesting because, listen, he's a great shooter, and so freaking won the three-point contest. So
he's a highly skilled basketball player.
It makes sense, but it means that he's going to be guarding non-centers.
Correct.
And last year, he guarded 71% of his half-court matchups were against centers. Now he's going to be guarding non-centers at the four. But listen, Giant no prize defensively either. You know, so at least at this point. Anyway, fascinating and fun that the Grizzlies, my God, you look back to that lottery night. Elliot Perry, you did a damn good thing for this franchise.
I said this yesterday. I don't know if you'll agree with it. So I think we all kind of have accepted finishing second in the West again feels like a tall task and it's not really the expectation. But with five top 100 players, I feel like we always do this move with the Grizzlies where we kind of set expectations for the Grizzlies lower, and I feel like we always set expectations too high with the Tigers. Like, I feel like we gotta bring Tiger expectations down a notch, and I think it's
for the basketball program?
Correct.
I can see that. I can see that. The roster has, well, I can see that as being a reasonable.
The Grizzlies are predicted to have the fourth most wins in the West, yet again, be a top four team, and they're within like a game or two of being a top two team again. And it's almost like when Jaren's injury occurred, everyone's like, well,
they didn't do a lot to quote-unquote improve the roster.
I definitely agree with you. I think that's a huge part.
But it's funny. So it's funny, interesting you should bring this up, because Tom Ziller, who's a longtime NBA writer, now I think he mostly does it for his own Substack thing.
Sure.
He wrote the following just yesterday. He said, second best record, fifth in net rating, top five offense and defense, fourth youngest roster. That's pretty damn good. Second best record, fifth in net rating, top five offense and defense, fourth youngest roster, and yet, he writes, Memphis is ninth in preseason win totals and 12th in title odds. I make the case that the Grizzlies should be considered in the very tippy top tier of contenders. That's an interesting perspective, and it's possible. Maybe it's some of it is because literally you look at how these two programs talk about themselves.
Sure.
And Penny's, I want all the smoke.
Yes.
And whatever else.
Yeah.
And the Grizzlies are a long-time sustainable success.
Success isn't linear.
They
yeah.
do mention championships, right? They do yeah. mention we are here to win championships. But their whole emphasis is getting better the next day, process. It's not necessarily linear, whatever. You know, they and so some of it is the way they frame themselves. And then some of it is as Tom Ziller points out, it's not Memphians necessarily who underrate the Grizzlies. It's everybody.
Yeah,
like
they are
ninth in preseason win totals and 12th in title odds, and those aren't set by Memphians. 12th in title odds is set by Las Vegas.
Yes, and I'm with you on that, but also at the same time, like Vegas is setting their win total at 49.5. Like they're. You know, essentially they're saying, like, this could be a 50-win team again.
Yeah, a 50-win team, though, isn't a 58-win team. It's not elite. It's
well,
good.
Is there an elite team right now?
Well, I don't know.
Because, I mean, to me, that's the thing.
My point is, Vegas has 11 teams with better title odds.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of teams. And so, and then, again, that's not Memphians doing it. Anyway, fascinating. The other thing, we never did talk about the other rankings yesterday, because we had so much to get to yesterday on our show, but we mentioned Brandon Clark at 94. The others are Dylan Brooks at 77. He could certainly go up.
Oh, 100%. Dylan, I think, got hurt. Dylan got hurt by getting hurt and then kind of having an up and down playoff performance.
My sense, so it's Dylan at 77, Desmond Bane at 68, and Jaren Jackson Jr. at 53.
Yes.
Okay. And then it's Brandon Clark at 94. You can argue that whether he should be in the top 100 or not. Chris Harrington said he might have had him lower. And then it's Ja in the top 10. We believe either 9 or 10.
Yeah.
My big picture view of this, it is funny. I always think about this. If you're an average NBA team, if you divide up all the good players among all the NBA teams, you should have three of these dudes, right?
I think so, yes.
You should have three. Now, that's not how it works. Some have none, or Correct. Some have one, and some have four or five, or whatever else. But it's not extraordinary to have three. You're supposed to have three if you just divided them up equally. To have five is like, that's pretty damn good. But what strikes me about it is the three in the middle, I don't expect Brandon Clark to leap way up from 94.
Yes.
And I honestly, although I don't rule out Ja jumping into the top five, he can have that kind of a season. I don't expect that either. I think what's interesting about this is I can totally imagine Dylan, Bane, and Jaren Jackson Jr., who are at 77, 68, and 53, all being top 30 players. And not all of them, or all being sort of top 40. I think they are all...
You can envision a world where
each, all three pop.
Right, yes.
You know, where Dylan has a year that is healthy and consistent on both ends, and he is peak Dylan,
yes.
Right? Where Desmond Bane just continues to be the awesome Desmond Bane he is, and honestly is recognized for such, and maybe makes some more steps. I fully expect Desmond Bane to be a top 50 player.
Desmond Bane's ranking to me suggested we acknowledge how good of a year he had.
Let's see it again.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you will see it again. Like, there's nothing yes. about Desmond Bane that makes you think
I agree
that he's not going to. Desmond Bane is going to be a top 50 player, and Jaren Jackson Jr., both those guys could be top 30 players.
Oh, absolutely.
The room for growth here by the Grizzlies, and it's not even growth. It's like, God, that's pretty low for those. For Jaren Jackson Jr., because of his health, I understand it, at 53, and for Desmond Bane at 68, that's low. I think you can imagine a world next year where you still got Ja where he is, and you got both Bane. Jaren Jackson isn't going to take that jump this year because of his health, but where someday it's Bane and Jaren Jackson Jr., top 30 players.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's reasonable to expect that those four guys can all be top 50 guys. Like, I don't think that's a stretch to think they could all be top 50 players next year. I also think, for the fan base, I think for Jaren missing the beginning of the year, I think that's going to be a net positive for him. Because I think you're going to recognize very quickly.
Oh, you think people are going to miss him?
Yes.
So a net positive for him, but you think sure. that's a big negative for the.
And then the schedule isn't brutal enough to where I think like they can start like they could have the quintessential Pelican start.
Yeah. Anyway, it's fun to think about this. The Grizzlies obviously report on Monday. That is media day. We will be down there in various ways, bringing you stuff from media day. Hard to believe. Does this seem early to you? It always seems early. Like, it seems like we're still doing football here.
Yeah, you know? Well, it feels like football just started to me.
It feels like football just
yes.
started. But it is funny because when I looked up when Media Day was, this is when it is every year.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's also kind of...
I mean, NHL reports this week.
Well, it's also kind of a reminder of you blink and football season's over.
Yeah. I should have mentioned your favorite home run race heated up.
Yes,
It's not necessarily a home run race, but
it's the most important race in baseball. It's the Yankees home run record.
It's the Yankees home run. It's in fairness, it is the AL home run record
okay.
as well.
Because we now have
Aaron Judge hit 60, and in dramatic fashion,
it was awesome.
It was awesome.
That was an awesome moment.
And then Stanton with the walk off.
Yes.
It's like that is freaking awesome. We do have, let's be honest, great baseball stories going on here right now. The only really competitive, I mean, you got the Mets and the Braves, right? Like,
yep.
that's competitive. And then you got wild card stuff. But
you have, like, the AL Central, it's competitive, but no one really, like, takes any of those teams all that seriously.
Right, that's true, too. Mets and Braves one game now.
Correct.
So,
that's a legitimate race.
That is a legitimate race. And then... you got Albert, and you got Aaron Judge.
Yes.
And Aaron Judge is doing all this in a world in which he is then going to be a free agent.
But isn't that the dream?
It's just fantastic.
Isn't it the dream to have your career year in a contract year?
Wouldn't you? It would really make me. Would you like it if your baseball team signed Aaron Judge? Gave him $50 million for 8 years.
I mean, I wouldn't hate it. It's not really a Cardinals
move.
But it's
funny, you don't like signing someone off a career year.
Right, but at the same...
Like, you're probably never going to just... You're paying for what you just saw.
Correct. And like, odds of it... Like, when people make the mistake of thinking a career year should be the expectation, I agree with you on that. With that being said, I don't think it's insane to think he's
going
to
be awesome
like,
next year, too, yeah, and the next year, and the next year. I don't know that at the end of an 8-year deal, he's going to still be awesome, right?
Right, but I also don't know if anyone that signs a free agent deal, like if you do all the calculus of is this worth what you pay for, I think most free agents are not what you pay for. So, but at the same time, like going up to St. Louis a couple weekends a year, watching some dingers, I can sign up for that.
So funny, I just got an email from Bill Dickerson. Do you know who Bill Dickerson is?
I do not.
Did I tell you about the Rose guy? Did I tell you about the Rose guy?
I don't think so.
I was talking about it on the radio. The guy who tends rich people's roses?
No. Maybe oh, yeah. This might have been when I was gone.
Yeah. So he's a... I wrote about him last year because he was... I like walking around Tiger Lane, right?
Sure.
And so I happened to see this guy setting up before the first game last year, setting up his stuff at Tiger Lane. And it was last year, as you recall, was the first real year back.
Yeah.
Right? And so I was like, oh my gosh, this is great to be back here. And his name is Bill Dickerson. And what he does is he takes care of rich people's roses.
Okay.
So like Tubby Smith had roses when he was here. And he would go every couple weeks and he'd trim the roses and fertilize the roses. And
sure.
He's a rose guy. That's
yes.
What he is. I don't know, you don't grow up in life thinking you're going to be a rose guy, but he's a rose guy. Rudy Gay had roses. He took care of his roses. I don't know who else's roses he does, and I don't want to blow the cover of all those.
Sounds like
rose
this guy's
growers.
The best of the best, though.
So it sounds like he's the best of the best to me. Bill's roses. Anyway, I wrote about him once a couple years ago, and I was talking to, I don't know why I brought him up again on the show, but I did bring him up again on the show.
Home opener maybe made you think of
I
it.
I went
yeah.
by to see him at the home opener, and it was kind of sad because he was setting up his tent.
Yeah.
It actually made me worry about the crowd. Because he usually is like, whatever, 20 people?
Sure.
And there were, and this is the limits of anecdotal evidence. He's like, my whole group has like fallen apart. They've one of them fell down the stairs.
Oh, God.
There's cancer. They're getting older, right? So, like, he was there. He said he was getting there like at 4 o'clock. He said, it's the first time in years that I haven't been here by 8:30 on game day. So it actually made me worry about the crowd. But anyway, I just got a note from him, this is a reminder that it's nice that people listen to our show. He said, so I'm at a red light, Poplar and Kirby, and truck next to me rolls down window and asks if I'm the Rose guy you talked about. Because it says Bill Roses on the side of his...
Okay, I was like, did he just identify?
No.
Yeah, but, okay.
God, it's great to be a part of this community.
Yeah.
See, Memphis, that wouldn't happen in New York or Chicago or wherever else. You know, this is a different kind of a place, and I do love it. We're going to talk to John Martin here in a moment. Before I do that, I will tell you, I talked at Downtown Rotor yesterday at lunch, and so I was a little bit dressed up when I came in here, and Ron Olson comes in and looks at me and says, O'Call? And I'm like, of course, like you can tell, like the sport coat just popped. And like I was walking down the hall and Chris said, you look good. And with all due respect, I did. Cause it's O'Call. You too can. Right now it's custom clothing week at O'Call. Enjoy on custom suiting from Samuelson, Peter Millar, Sartorio, Monroe, Jack Victor, Hart Schaefner Marks, and Hickey Freeman. Custom Clothing Week is a week of service designed with the aim of creating exclusive garments featuring customized, tailored elements and details. Meet with our clothing specialists. So you can do all of that. Listen, you can do all that. Here's the truth. You walk into O'Call, particularly like on a Saturday morning, that's my favorite, and anything you get there will make you look spectacular. It's going to be like 100 degrees today, by the way. So you might want to get out your summer comfort shirts, you'll look good. You'll feel good. They're light. They're breezy. It is O'Call. Clothes are beautiful. The people are helpful. And I will see you there. We're going to take a break, come back, talk to John Martin. We'll do that next. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra.
Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Chelsea Messenger helping you beat the books. The Kansas City Chiefs are 6.5-point favorites over the Indianapolis Colts this weekend. So far, it's been smooth sailing for the Chiefs. And during his career, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes has absolutely dominated in the month of September. Mahomes is 13-2 in September with 48 touchdowns and only 3 interceptions. Maybe consider the Chiefs laying 6.5 against the Colts team that just scored 0 points last week against the Jags.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Howie, how stressful is it to pick a ring someone could wear for 50-plus years?
Oh, yeah. It's not stressful if you bought your original diamond at Robert Owen Jewelers. Bring it back, upgrade to a new diamond, and only pay the difference.
Wow, Howie. That's truly the perfect engagement ring forever.
That's the Robert Owen Jewelers Diamond Trade-Up Guarantee. See a store for complete details. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Robert Owen Jewelers.
Free financing, 5 locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
You got a project that you've been meaning to get to, you've been putting off, but now you want to tackle it. You want a pro to handle the work. That's where Chris McCulley comes in. Or if you have some storm damage to your roof, Chris McCulley can handle that too. He got my roof covered at no out-of-pocket cost to me. But he comes out, let him know you heard about him on the Jason and John Show. He's going to throw in a free roofing upgrade.
And that's why this number is so important, 487-7096. From roof all the way to renovation questions, Chris McCulley's got you covered. Can check him out. Voted most popular roofing company. That should mean something to you. Don't forget to mention Jason and John. You'll get that free roofing upgrade, McCulley Roofing and Renovations.
Hey, Jeff Allen. It's a great day to be happy. Happy in a new Kia from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah. What you got going on?
Randy, we'd love to make you happy with the all-new 2023 Kia Seltos LX all-wheel drive. Just $257 per month for 36-month lease and only $29.99 due at signing. Or how about a 2023 Kia Sportage LX front-wheel drive, $287 per month for 36-month lease, $34.99 due at signing.
That's what I'm talking about, Jeff. You got me happy, happy.
And listen, Randy, if you don't see what you want, no problem. We will order exactly the perfect ride for you, and you choose your own bells and whistles.
Plus, equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
650 acquisition fee, 30,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, 0 security deposit. Seltos P738-6423, MSRP 25325, Sportage P709-8842, MSRP 27955. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance through Kia. Excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10-1-2022. Dealer's
football is back, and nobody is more excited than your friends at Superbook Sports. Superbook is bringing Vegas-style wagering to the palm of your hand, and now they'll match 100% of your first bet up to $1,000, no matter if the bet wins or loses. You don't have to be in Nashville or Knoxville to enjoy football this fall. Visit Superbook.com or download the Superbook Tennessee app right now and start getting in on all the action. Visit Superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789.
Attention veterans, if you were stationed at Camp Lejeune between 1953 and 1987, you and your family may be victims of toxic water poisoning. Cancers, birth defects, deadly illnesses have all been linked to the contaminated water. Congress is now holding the government accountable. You could be awarded financial compensation for your suffering, but you must act now. Visit sickvets.com for your free case review by TrueLaw. That's sickvetslikeveterans.com. sickvets.com. Visit sickvets.com.
Don't miss the fun of the Mid-South Fair at the Lander Center. The rides, the food, the shows, the music. Tuesday, September 27th and Thursday, September 29th is Buddy Day. Two wristbands for $30. Get your tickets now. Visit MidSouthFair.com.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives.
Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's not easy being the one everyone counts on to keep the facility running, no matter the weather or supply chain hiccup. But we get you, Raymond in Buffalo, and Maria in Miami, Jules in Minneapolis, and Stan in Central Indiana, taking control of everything that's under your control. At Grainger, we're here for you with experienced branch staff at over 250 locations so you get the product you're looking for. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Venture X from Capital One is the travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars, and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel, and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
If you own a commercial building and someone tells you you need a new roof, that doesn't necessarily mean you need a new roof. Restoring your existing roof might be a better option. That's why before you do anything, you need to call 901 Waterproofing and Roof Coatings. Let Joe Stalnaker show you how restoring your existing roof can save up to 70%. All roof coating systems come with a 5 to 15 year leak-free warranty, so you get the benefits of a new roof plus big savings. Call 901 Waterproofing and Roof Coatings at 901-287-1923 or visit them online at 901waterproofing.com to give your old roof a new life.
How do you know I have three sons? You know where my three sons and I all go for our dentist needs? Of course we go see Dr. Mehdi Sadeghi. Of course we do. We have been for years. Visiting the Smile Center makes going to the dentist actually a pleasure. Teeth well taken care of for, and it is a delight to go see him. He and his clinical staff have all been vaccinated. You can go see him for yourself. Just call 309-1333, 309-133, located 1941 South Germantown Road in Germantown near Saddle Creek. Visit SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Kick off football season at the Wing Guru and savor 21 flavors of lip-smacking goodness. In September, enjoy 20-piece party wings for only $19.99 in store only. Party wings the way you like them. The Wing Guru for lip-smacking goodness is ready for football.
Jeff's guests appear on the Service Master by Cornerstone phone lines. The experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. Service Master by Cornerstone on 92.9 FM ESPN.
She nursed him there. Wasn't so sure she wanted him to stay. What to say, what to say.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by John Martin, every single day, Jason and John from 11 until 2. I am an avid listener, and I have to say, it was weird yesterday, because I swear you took more pleasure from the Bills beating the Titans the way they did, maybe than I did, and I took a lot of pleasure from it. Where do you get make the leap that because the Bills could do that to the Titans, that all of a sudden you're going to have this glorious trip to Nashville and you're going to be triumphant and it's going to be, as I think you described it, one of the greatest days of your life as you head to Nashville Sunday? Have you obtained your tickets, by the way?
Oh, yeah. That was done months and months.
Who are you going with?
My buddy Chris.
Okay.
He's a Titans fan.
Where are you sitting?
Somewhere nice, pretty good, pretty close to the field.
Are you going to wear Raiders regalia?
Of course. I wear Raiders regalia every day.
Do you expect the Raiders fans to be there?
I expect more Raiders fans than Titans.
No,
fans.
That's not true.
It happens every time.
It's not the Bills Mafia you're talking about here.
They went three straight years from 2015 to 2017, 15, mm-hmm. 16, 17, and each time.
There weren't more Raiders fans.
Oh, like, yeah.
Not more.
Just turn on the game on Sunday. You will see.
Not more.
You'll see.
A big group.
You'll see. It's a consistent, and it's not just the Raiders that overtake that stadium. It's a consistent issue for the Titans.
And in fairness, I love, as you know, I like crapping on Memphis, on Nashville as much as anyone, right? As a Memphian, I like to crap on Nashville as much as anyone. mostly because they do to us. But in fairness, one of the reasons that they have that issue is Nashville is so well-liked as a city now that people move there from everywhere.
Well,
so there's like, there are native Nashvillians, but not that many. Now there are all these people who come, literally who come from California.
Yeah.
There's all these Californians who live there. There's all these. And so it's sort of like, in a weird way, Miami has the same problem.
Yeah.
Because no one's from Miami.
Right.
And Nashville is getting to be more and more like that.
Well, it's like Vegas is kind of the same way too, right?
A little bit of Vegas. Does Vegas have that issue though? Does Vegas?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they'll have fans from, because what also happens.
People like to fly in. Destination.
Exactly.
Nashville's the same thing.
That's exactly
Nashville
right.
Bills, like, with all due respect, and I love, Nashville is, when I hear people on Buffalo radio talking about what's the best road trip mm-hmm. for either the Sabres and hockey, or they always talk about, you go to Nashville.
That's exactly right. So people will sit down before the season and they'll sort of say, all right, where are we going this year, right?
When did it become that? Nashville 15 years ago was not like the city everybody wanted to go to.
And it is. It is now. It totally is. It's like, you know, when I talk to people that are not from Tennessee and like I tell them I'm from Memphis, like they
think you're from Nashville.
Oh, Nashville, man.
Oh, that's
man.
Cool. You live
I've always
in Tennessee.
Wanted to go to Nashville,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, what? Nashville is not like.
It is funny because Nashville is in I bet more people like from Buffalo say they want to go watch a game in Nashville than in L.A.
I think that's nuts. That's crazy.
But it's true. Nashville also seems manageable. Like L.A. seems too big for just a dropping in for a road trip. But yeah. So
I am not obsessed. Like I'm not, like, me and my buddy, we were talking about like what do we want to do? Do we want to go up Saturday and we want to stay the night and, like no, let's just go up Sunday and spend no more time than we absolutely have to. In that godforsaken city, you know,
you don't think it's a godforsaken city.
I do though. I do. I don't like it. I like it less and less now, right? Because it's becoming this. It's getting
hot.
It's too big for its britches. Nashville is too big for its britches.
It definitely is too big for its britches. So when you went there before, you see lots of Raiders fans.
Oh yeah, you'll hear the Raiders. Raiders. It'd be a blast. I can't wait.
Do you?
And the reason why I make that leap is because you guys won by what? 34, right? 34 points is what you won by? I don't think you're 34 points better than us. I think you're probably like 14 points better than us. So therefore, I'm expecting a 20-point win.
That's not really how it all works, though.
No, that's how it works. I mean, they lost to the Giants. With all due respect, right? I mean.
With all due respect. He's sitting right there. No offense.
I'm 2-0. He knows that.
He's 2-0.
He knows that, though.
What's the line? What's the line, Titans, Raiders?
2.5.
Raiders?
Correct.
Jeffrey, how do you analyze this game?
I mean, I don't know how you can pick the Titans right now, considering how banged up they are.
Yeah, that's another element. I mean, their offensive line's awful. Derrick Henry's averaging 1.5 yards a carry. I mean.
They got no weapons.
Yeah, they have no weapons.
They don't have a quarterback.
It's like, you know, not only do they have, like, they have unfamiliar weapons. You know, they're trying to break in a rookie receiver. They're trying to break in Robert Woods. Like, they don't have familiar. One of the strengths of the Titans the past few years has been continuity. They don't have nearly the continuity that they had.
You brought up an interesting point, John, on your show yesterday. How does that GM keep his job?
I don't think
end, forget, and the A.J. Brown thing, obviously, that you guys were talking about that, and obviously that's a, but apart from that, the drafts have sucked.
Oh, the drafts are bad. And in an off season, right, of front offices arming their most important positions with help, the Titans decided to take the help away from Ryan Tannehill, who was already awful, right? So Tua needs to prove himself. Let's go get Tyreek Hill. Jalen Hurts needs to prove himself. Let's go get him, A.J. Brown. Derek Carr needs more weapons so that we can reach our ceiling, whatever that may be. Let's go trade for Devontae Adams. Hey, Ryan, we're gonna give A.J. Brown away.
They did. They gave Ryan. They said, Ryan, when we look at you, we see Aaron Rodgers. And so we're going to.
They don't see that.
And so they like, because Aaron Rodgers lost his best receiver. Patrick Mahomes lost his best receiver.
Right, but he still had Travis Kelce.
And so then you've got Ryan Tannehill, who maybe they just thought he was in that group.
If they looked at Ryan Tannehill and saw Aaron Rodgers, they too were on ayahuasca.
Right. What does that mean?
The DMT that Aaron Rodgers took in Peru. They were sharing it with him, if that's what they saw.
I'm unfamiliar with this whole story. What's DMT?
It's like you put it in like a tea and you drink it and it apparently takes you to a different dimension.
When did I miss this story? Maybe I was in a different dimension. 61 is its own dimension,
it
honestly.
Is.
In
it
fairness,
is. It is.
61 is its own dimension.
Yes.
And so I could have been in another dimension.
Well, Aaron Rodgers was talking about it, I think, last month before the season started. He's talking about in the offseason, part of his, you know,
right. thing, his
meditation
holistic.
Is he took some DMT, some ayahuasca tea, and, you know, it's like, you know, derived from a frog, right? Like a
Are you worried
kind of
about
frog.
Getting into a fight?
No, I don't do that.
But every week there are, you can see film from
sure, but
fights
I'm not,
at any NFL stadium. Are you going to be throwing fists?
No, never. I am not.
With those Titans fans?
I am not.
You and Clay Travis?
I have fun, but I never cross the line, you know?
Right.
I never like, I have fun, I'll talk trash, like whatever.
Yeah, but you don't always know where the line, you don't know where someone else, that's one of the problems in life these days. You don't know where someone else's line is, you know? I bet the guy who had his nose bit off by the COO of Beyond Meat or whatever it was in Arkansas, he probably didn't think he was crossing the line. All of a sudden, he's missing his nose.
Here's the thing. I'm more likely to curse out my own team, right?
Right.
Like if we start beating their asses, you know, like I'll just laugh kind of to myself and just think about all the great things I'm going to say on Monday. I won't, like, rub it in Titans fans' faces. I'm not an idiot. I'm a good guest, you know. I'm a good house guest.
There was
If I was in Vegas, it'd be a different story.
There was an NFL meme going around yesterday.
Oh, was there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It said, hey, I can't even hate on the Titans. I got my ass whooped by the Bills every month. Get it?
Yeah, I get it.
Get it?
Well, I would ask them,
get
you
it?
Know, look at their budget, you know? That person in the meme, you know, like sit down,
yeah,
and do a budget.
Yeah, a lot of people have a hard time with it. Yeah, that's fine. If you start with a budget and you got $200,000 in your budget, it's a lot easier to carve up than if you're making 40 grand and you got three kids.
Well, if you have $200,000 in your budget, you probably don't have to sit down and make a budget.
But those people probably do anyway.
I don't know.
Few,
I doubt it.
Those lucky
maybe,
few probably
maybe.
Do anyway. Do you do a budget?
I do not do a budget.
Jeffrey, do you do a budget?
Leah does.
Does she really? And
yeah.
Like every month or every week? Or
oh, yes. Aaliyah is very, yes.
You know what you spend money on?
She does.
Do you know what you spend money on?
Absolutely not.
Did you when you were poorer than you are now? In other words,
yeah.
You did?
Yeah. I've trained myself, right? Like I've trained myself because of like where I was, right? What I came from. I have this immense guilt. Whenever I buy something frivolous, right? Like, I can, but when I do
remember
it...
Remember you used to, like, anytime you got some money to go buy shoes.
Oh, yeah. I don't do that now.
Speaking of which, did you see there's a... let me look at this. There's a new story out.
So that's what keeps me grounded, this sense of, what the hell is wrong with you, man? You know what I mean? What are you buying this for? I've made a few of those over my lifetime, but, like, I just... When I bought a new car... The first car,
it gives you anxiety.
Yeah.
No, that's why I didn't. I was going to buy a new car because I got that crappy minivan out there. And then I decided, no, it makes my life easier and better to not have spent that money.
Yeah.
And gives me a sense of ease.
It was the first car I bought like in 8 years, but it gave me an immense sense of like imposter syndrome.
A week later, same thing when you bought your house.
Yes.
You were I think it was after the car. You called me and you, in fact, I don't want to like. I think you were crying, saying, "I need to return this. This isn't going to work."
No, it wasn't. It wasn't about the house. It was the car. It was when Riley was being born.
Oh,
that's when I started to have like
anxiety and anxiety.
Yeah.
By the way, a panel of medical experts Tuesday, that's yesterday, recommended for the first time that doctors screen all adult patients under 65 for anxiety. Guidance that highlights the extraordinary stress levels that have plagued the United States since the start. Of the pandemic. It's a crisis in our country, is anxiety, as someone is quoted as saying. From August 2020 to February 2021, the percentage of adults with a recent symptoms of anxiety or depressive order increased from, what percent do you think? What percent do you think of American adults have anxiety or depressive disorder when you go through the screening?
Today?
Yep, right now.
Oh, I'd say 55%.
41. 41%. That's a lot of anxiety floating around out there.
Oh God, yeah. Oh yeah, there's a lot. I suffer from it. I'm a human. You know, I also don't want to be. I don't want to be medicated either, though.
I have anxiety as my fundamental condition. more than depression.
Yeah.
Anxiety. I have anxiety.
Same for me.
And it's just free floating. Like, it can be about, you know, I can be worried about, oh, I'm going to die because I have this, right?
Yes, yes. You're but a hypochondriac.
But then I said, no, that's nothing. That's nothing.
Yeah.
And then it immediately, it's like it's a butterfly and it goes, flies off, and then it lands on Ben and my son Ben.
Right.
And then I'm going to worry about, then I'm obsessively worried about Ben or something.
Right.
And then it's, you know, whatever.
My anxiety is not about my health, right? My anxiety totally comes from this imposter syndrome that I suffer from.
Right.
Which is this very heavy burden of feeling like I don't deserve what I have, right? I don't deserve to have the platform.
And so therefore it's going to go away.
Exactly. Like, it's just a matter of time before the football gets pulled away from me like Charlie Brown, you know? But it hasn't happened yet. But I just keep waiting. It's coming, you know?
Do you think that, back to the Titans, because I think Bennett should have anxiety. Speaking of imposters, right. Do you think at the end of the year, well, here, I'll make this argument. The Titans have a better chance of making the playoffs than the Raiders. Jeffrey, discuss. Jeffrey, the Titans right now have a better chance of making the playoffs than the Raiders.
The argument for it would be, look at the division.
That's the only argument.
That is the only argument.
It's the only argument.
That is the only argument.
And there's no one saying they're better.
Right.
I'm just saying, but.
But no. The answer still is no. Okay, that's why Jeffrey didn't say that.
I think they could lose to the Raiders and still make the playoffs.
Technically.
They could be 0-3.
Mathematically.
Everyone's saying, well, when's the last time an 0-3 team?
The Colts are a better football team. The Colts are a better football team. They have been awful, but they will right it. To the extent of winning the division.
Are we sure?
I think so. In terms of winning the division.
Do you realize how hard it is to not score a point in an NFL game this year?
Against the Jaguars, no less. Like, I get it, man. That was brutal. But you could say they always struggle there, whatever.
That is a weird thing.
They didn't have their top two receivers either. Like, you know, I'll forgive it. I think they're going to figure it out. I wouldn't bet on it. I looked at it yesterday. I thought about it. I'm like, plus 130. There's not much value there. I have no interest in betting on the AFC South.
Plus 130 in terms of the Titans
winning
the playoffs?
No, the Colts winning the division.
If you bet on a team to win that division,
it might be the Jaguars, bro. I might bet on the Jaguars.
It could be the Jaguars.
Yeah, like, but I think the Colts will do it. But if I were betting and looking for value, I think Jaguars plus 275 is the best you're going to find.
Well, to your point, John, according to Pro Football Focus, Jacksonville has a 23% chance of winning the division.
Right.
While Indy owns... Indy's at 30.
But that's not.
The implied
odds of plus 130 are not.
Titans are 38.
Yeah. So the Titans are the favorites?
Correct.
According to Pro Football Focus?
Don't you think.
Because they haven't lost a game in the division.
Let's say things continue to go badly for the Titans this year. They're not going to get rid of Mike Vrabel, and nor should they, right?
Do you think you're sitting across from Mike Keith? I mean,
I don't. You want me to ask you a basketball question?
What I'm saying,
Have I dislodged you from your own the one topic you like to talk about?
No, but I mean
the Tiger basketball. Hey, John, what do you see as the wing rotation for the Tiger basketball
saying,
team?
Though, you,
what's Alo's role?
You want me to be responsible for the Titans franchise? I'm not
going
to be responsible for them.
Who do you see starting, KO or Malco?
Well, yeah, I think that's a more intriguing conversation.
All right, let me ask you. I'm going to wrap up with this question.
You don't have to wrap up.
You buried SNL. You say SNL is. I'm going to change the topic completely. SNL. You go out of your way to bury SNL. Say it's no longer relevant. They should take it out and shoot it.
Yep.
They are opening this year with Miles Teller and Kendrick Lamar.
Yep.
Then Brandon Gleason and Willow.
Okay.
Not familiar with their work.
Willow is Will Smith's daughter.
Brandon Gleason is the guy who was Winston Churchill, I think.
Okay.
In that Winston was
it's his
he?
Son.
What?
Are you talking about
Brandon Gleason?
It's Brandon Gleason was General Hux in the Star Wars movies.
Anyway, and then Megan Thee Stallion in week 3.
Wait, Brandon Gleason, they're getting on Winston Churchill's son?
Know who the hell they're getting on. But in week 1, it's Miles Teller, Kendrick Lamar, and then in week three, it's Megan Thee Stallion.
Okay,
those are big freaking names.
Miles Teller.
Top Gun, baby!
Right, Miles Teller was like not on anybody's mind until Top Gun.
But Top Gun happened.
Okay, Top Gun happened. By the way, my daughter tried to buy that movie on Amazon Prime.
What do you mean she tried to buy the movie? She's not old enough to buy movies.
I got the email. It said Amazon, somebody tried to buy Top Gun Maverick on your Hulu or Amazon. I said, Sam, who did this?
Sounds like you're raising her right.
It was Riley. My kid is so savvy with the remote control. It's unbelievable. She will turn on whatever she wants to watch. It's like she's not even 2 years old. It blows my mind how she is able to navigate. These kids are so technologically savvy. We put them in front of the TV all the time. That's part of it. But
Brandon Gleeson is best known for his performance as Alistair Moody in the Harry Potter films. And here you go. Won a primetime Emmy for his portrayal of Winston Churchill.
Yeah, that's not going to move the meter for me.
There you go.
So what do you want me to say? They got Meg Thee Stallion and Kendrick Lamar.
Megan Thee Stallion and Kendrick Lamar and Miles Teller.
Miles Teller is a Johnny Come Lately, man. He just showed up, really. I mean, I know he's been making movies and he's been in the industry and all that, but in terms of his celebrity.
Do you think he's cute?
A little
turned up face that he's got, you know?
Yeah, I think.
How would you describe that face?
I turned up, you know. I think it's turnt. It's a turnt up face. I don't know. People fell in love with the mustache, right?
They love the mustache?
Yeah, that's what people loved.
Is that why you have a mustache? Because of Miles Teller?
No, because I shaved the bottom half.
Thank God for that. You got rid of the Chinese pagoda.
Oh, it's coming back better than ever. Anyway, well.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.